He's just 15 years old. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the suspect in the Raleigh, North Carolina shooting.
There are several families in our community waking up this morning without their loved ones.
Mayor Marianne Baldwin, five people were killed when that gunman opened fire on a street, then a walking trail. Two others were injured, one critically. Hours later, the shooter was captured, and we just found out he is in critical condition. They did not say how he got injured. Now, state police in Connecticut say the two Bristol police officers killed Wednesday night were ambushed. The domestic disturbance call they responded to, along with a third officer wounded, was a hoax aimed at luring them into being shot.
When respect is taken away, the public, they do whatever they want to do, and now we're seeing the results of this.
That's John Krupinski with the Connecticut Fraternal Order of Police. The suspected gunman was killed in return fire, his brother wounded. We're still waiting for the response that former President Trump promised he would give this morning to the subpoena issued to him by the Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The committee chair, Benny Thompson, says,
"This is a question about accountability to the American people. He must be accountable."
Now, the president online on his Truth Social account has said that this committee is doing this as a publicity stunt, calling it all a hoax and a scam. We just got an update on the economy showing retail sales were flat last month from August as inflation takes its toll. Consumer prices were up more than expected in September, more than 8% higher than a year ago. That is a slight decline from the numbers we had in August. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nicholas Cruz woke up behind bars this morning, and he'll stay there for the rest of his life. But the families of the Florida school shooter's victims would rather he be executed. A jury rejected a death penalty sentence.
What it says to me, what it says to my family, what it says to the other families is that his life meant more than the 17 that were murdered and the 17 that were shot.
Debbie Hickson's husband was among the those killed in the 2018 massacre at a high school in Parkland. Tony Montalto's daughter was too. He called the life sentence a gut punch.
This shooter did not deserve compassion. Did he show the compassion to Gina when he put the weapon against her chest and chose to pull that trigger?
A Wisconsin man could also get life in prison if convicted in last year's Christmas parade attack. He's representing himself at trial with no lawyer.
Reality appeared to set in for Daryl Brooks Jr. following testimony in Waukesha County Court from the medical examiner who described the cause of death of one of six people killed during last year's deadly Christmas parade attack. 8-year-old Jackson Sparks.
Complications of craniocerebral injuries due to blunt force trauma to head.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, may I have a few moments?
That followed an earlier 50-minute rant in which Brooks called for a dismissal, insisting that he doesn't identify as Daryl Brooks. More testimony today, with the prosecution expecting to wrap its case against Brooks early next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Wall Street stock futures are now rising nearly 300 for the Dow after yesterday's big rebound gains. In the baseball playoffs,
and that one's hit well deep into left field, and Alvarez has done it again!
Yordan Alvarez gave Houston the lead, and the Astros went on to beat the Seattle Mariners 4-2 on TBS the day after Alvarez hit a walk-off home run in the ninth inning to power Houston to a Game 1 win. In football, the Washington Commanders beat the Chicago Bears last night 12-7. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.